It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Our next guest is no typical 17-year-old high school senior, and David's going to tell us why.
I'm going to tell you, I don't even remember when I was 17, but one night I'm working late, and you and I have talked about all the times of how I've lost weight and living healthy, but so one night I'm working late, one of my friends invites me to this restaurant, Bamboo Naturals. I'm not in a good mood, it's late, I've got a trip coming up, I'm cranky, pull into this restaurant, and this 17-year-old kid, forgive me because he's going to hear me, but a 17-year-old kid starts talking to me, a nice guy. Next thing you know, I tell him my life story, I've lost 45 pounds, I tell him about our show, and he goes, well, I've lost 75 pounds. And I look at him, and this guy's lean and in shape, and I'm going, what do you mean you've lost 75 pounds? He shows me a picture, starts telling me about the foods to eat and how to eat healthy, and I'm getting advice from a 17-year-old and learning, going, this is amazing. You've got to do something. He goes, oh, no, I'm starting a nonprofit. I'm going to help other kids do this. I've got to go to, you know, he's got all these plans, and I'm going, he was the most inspiring. Here's a 17-year-old kid inspiring me as much as I want to inspire others, and so I've got to introduce him. Today's guest, Raul Garcia. Raul, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing great. We're going to brag about you here, but I'm just telling the listeners, you know, all these things you've done and how inspiring you were to me and how you brightened my evening after I've had a rough, cranky day and I had my bad mood. You made me smile and enjoy the evening that I started bragging. As a matter of fact, I brought my office lunch the next day for it. But let me ask you, what inspired you to make the change in your life? You lost 75 pounds. Think about that. What inspired you?
I guess mostly when you grow up with somebody like your brother, with like my brother, that's always been naturally gifted to just be healthy, and also the fact that I was in high school, and obviously when you're going into high school, I guess image is the most important thing to you, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So to me, that was something I always try to do. I would do little diets here. I tried everything. I tried Jenny Craig even. I tried every little fad out there. But what my problem was is that I was always trying fads. I was just trying what everybody always talks about. I didn't actually go in the internet, which is what I actually ended up doing and helped me lose the 75 pounds, was go on the internet, learn about the body, learn how the body reacts to the foods we eat, what's actually good for you, and at what time it's good for you, and how a diet and exercises balance each other out.
Okay, hold on one second there. So you, inspired by making this change for appearance, because high school, the teen years are very impressionable, and I guess they still are at my age, but which is why I lost my 45 pounds and need to follow your role and lose some more. But you took the time to Google it and learn it, and what really impressed me is not just what you've accomplished, but you're actually telling me, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, and how things are prepared, and you just hit on something that truly I've never even spoken about. The time of day makes a difference.
The difference between a lot of people, for example, think that eating at night is really bad for you because foods don't digest at night. That's what many people think, and they've heard. And to tell you the truth, when you ask them, where did you hear that or how did you learn that, they can't really tell you. They just tell you they've heard that. I went in line. That was one big factor that was important to me, and I learned that when you're eating at night, you're sleeping most of the time. You're going to bed. That's when your hormones are at rest and they're working the most time. That's when your metabolism, believe it or not, is working the best, is at its best. So when you're eating, to tell you the truth, carbohydrates, and I'm not talking about big breads and cakes and cupcakes, but, you know, vegetables, as you know, are carbohydrates too. There's nothing wrong with eating carbs at night. If anything, it's the best time to eat carbs because when your hormones are at rest, they're not jumbled up by your day and stress and so forth. So your body's actually relaxed.
And so if I like carbs, my best bet's at night.
Exactly. Now I'm not telling you, you know, grab a piece of cake and some milk and have a party, but I'm talking about, you know, a bag of apples or, you know, good carbs. Because, you know, how there is difference between, just like there is difference with, you know, fats and so forth.
Okay, now, and you started talking about different foods and all, and I want to change subjects in a second, because did you exercise as well?
Exactly. That's another thing that was very balanced to me. And to tell you the truth, that's been my hardest thing. Because, for example, my trainer, Hisham Fauzi, he probably, my knowledge compared to his is minimum. I mean, the amount of things he knows about bodies and everything and how it compares with nutrients and so forth and what you're eating at the time. and the day of your workout, what you're working out, what body part you're working out, what you should be eating that day, is just, it amazed me. And I had nobody to mentor me, so I was mentoring myself, such as what I was reading. But most of the stuff you read is so different that you don't know which one, who is right, who is wrong. So I actually gave him a shot, and since then, with my diet, I wasn't plateauing. I was losing weight, but I also have always, you know, in high school, that's another important thing, is muscle is also very important to me. So to gain muscle and not just plateau, he helped me jump up my metabolism, but also changing my body style and how to actually either gain muscle, enhance my performance, and such forth.
Raul, it's funny because one of the things I was thinking about when you mentioned that you did your own research, and you just mentioned it yourself, that there was so much, there's so much conflicting information out there. So how did you know? Did you know? Because you see the paleo diet and you see we should go vegan and you can know high protein, no protein, low carb, this, you know, I mean, there's so many things. Did you have to sort of pick and choose for a while and see what really worked with your body? Because it seems like it's hard to get a one size fits all. I mean, obviously eat less, exercise more, but there are some people who are more reactive to certain foods. What did you find for yourself?
Exactly. And tell you the truth, all the diets out there, I can't say they're wrong. Just the day that you're, how you're, obviously how everyone tells you, it depends on which, what you're doing that day, especially when you're exercising or you're, it's just a recovery day, you know, you're not working out, because recovery is probably the best time you're actually either making improvements, believe it or not. Just like when you're sleeping, when you're trying to gain muscle, when you're sleeping, that's the best time to gain muscle, when your body's repairing what you worked out that day. So when I say that, is nobody's really wrong out there with their diets. It's just you got to know what diet is good for that day or for that week. You just have to know how you're balancing that with what you're doing that day.
Okay, Raul, we've only got a few minutes left. We're going to run out of time. Tell our listeners, not just tell me, because you're already inspiring me. Tell some of our listeners, what would you suggest to get them motivated? What would be the first step they could do just to get started? Because we're going to have you back on and explain more another time. But to get started, what would you suggest?
With just nutrition-wise, and if you're just trying to change your lifestyle, not to either just lose weight, but just to become a little bit more active, and such for, which is a part of my nonprofit, research on what your body is. You only get one body, one life. Why not know a little bit more about it? So just research on the fact that what your body is, because some people are diabetic, some people affect sugar, some people are naturally skinny. Learn what kind of body you have and see how you can train it, how you can feed it, how you can everything. Read about what kind of body, because everybody's got different bodies. So instead of just listening to what people tell you, go online and learn a little bit more about what you, who you are and what kind of body you have and how your body processes everything.
Well, mine used to be a skinny body, but with age that seemed to change. So so I've got to learn what my new body is. Well,
and that's everybody.
Well, you're right. The biggest thing that changed me was starting to become active, and I started just by walking around the block once, and I mean a simple block, and later became two blocks, mm-hmm. three blocks, now longer drives, or longer walks, and then, you know, started eating healthier, and later I got a trainer as well, but the key was learning an entire new way of living, of quit eating all these desserts at night and assuming I am the way I am for the rest of my life. I decided to make a change, and it wasn't too late. You did it early on. I mean, my hat's off to you. I'm very impressed with what you've done.
Thank you.
So,
and I appreciate you guys having on the show too.
Oh, please. You're inspiring all the listeners. And I got to tell you, you know, you inspired me that evening. Not only were you a joy to speak with, you inspired me even more. You had me eating healthy that night. You're a wealth of information. You sound like somebody older than me with all this knowledge. I'm so impressed. And I'm impressed that you're setting up this nonprofit to help others in the community. So I just want to applaud you. I want to thank you for being with us today. I hope that Raul has inspired some of our listeners like he has myself. And so follow some of his advice. At 17 years old, he's changed his whole image. But more importantly, he's changed his health, which will change his entire life. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thank you for listening. Stay beautiful and stay healthy.